This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It says right there on the front page, all the news that's fit to print. But usually it's not the New York Times that is making the news. Executive editor Jill Abramson, the first woman to have that job, was sacked yesterday after just 2.5 years on the job. Management differences is what publisher Arthur Sulzberger said was the cause. The Times also said that Abramson had recently started using a consultant to help that management style. Executive coaching like that is a big business, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
They get the good offices, the good health plans, the good stock options. They get to decide whether you keep your job. But that doesn't mean life's easy.
There's actually CEO support groups that have popped up all over the country.
Robert Sutton is the author of Scaling Up Excellence. He says a lot of CEOs end up suffering something akin to the Justin Bieber problem, where no one around them will tell them if the company's on the rocks or if all the employees despise them.
Everybody around you has every incentive to tell you how wonderful you are and to give you no bad news.
Sutton says executive coaches often tell CEOs what people actually think of their management style. Nancy Kane is a professor at Harvard's Business School. She says female executives often need help navigating a certain amount of non-acceptance.
Women are just beginning to step into big roles. You know, the whole world is watching.
Kane says female CEOs often use executive coaches to help them deal with skepticism.
How do women get done what they know they have to get done when they're leading people that haven't necessarily been responsive to a leader or a guide who's female?
Whatever particular issues they face, CEOs are getting help in greater numbers. Last year, U.S. companies spent more than $1 billion on executive coaching. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.